the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee, and thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth all our sins. To them that believe on his name he giveth power to become sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his saints.
I love the Lord because he has heard
my voice and my pleas for mercy.
Because he inclined his ear to me,
therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me.
I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
O Lord,
for you have delivered my soul from death.
My eyes and tears, my feet from
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his saints.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday in Lent is from Ezekiel, chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh came upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land, then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of our Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus. For the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the gradual. Oh, come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,
and is seated at the right hand of God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, him who you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus has spoken of his death, but they thought he meant taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the tomb, the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. Here endeth the gospel.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this morning's gospel reading was another long one, and probably the longest in the entire three-year cycle, except for the Passion readings for Passion Sunday, which may be celebrated in place of Palm Sunday, but we will be doing Palm Sunday, so you just heard the longest gospel reading of the church year. And the reading was probably as long as my sermon is going to be, just about, and that is okay if I preach a little shorter so that you might hear the gospel preached to you by the evangelist John himself. And it was certainly worth it because of what it reveals to us about Christ our Lord. Through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord God swears and prophesies, "Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people." We heard in the Old Testament reading how Ezekiel was taken by the Spirit of God to the valley of the shadow of death. And what did he behold there? Deep in the valley, he saw that it was full of bones. The Spirit led him on a gruesome tour of that valley, and he saw that there were very many bones on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. The countless dead in their trespasses, scattered across the face of the earth, very dry, meaning that there was no life in them. The lifeblood had all been drained. Their flesh withered away so that it was nothing more than dust. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The curse is in full effect. Death is totally reigning. Upon the completion of this grisly tour, the Lord God posed a question to Ezekiel. "Son of man, can these bones live?" All sense, all reason says no. But Ezekiel answers the question in a way that skirts the question a little bit. He says, "O Lord God, you know." Perhaps that is not the best answer, but it's not a bad one. When God Almighty, who sees all things and comprehends all things, past and future, as in a moment, asks a question, "O Lord God, you know," may not be the best answer, but it is never a wrong answer. For surely God does know, and in faith you are not foreclosing anything to his power. "O Lord God, you know," Ezekiel says, and God does know. The Lord reveals before Ezekiel a marvelous vision. "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.'" Hear the word of the Lord, because even the dead must stand and obey the command of God, whose word literally speaks reality itself into existence. And as the word of the Lord went out over the bones, what did Ezekiel see? There was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And Ezekiel looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, and there was no breath in them. And again the word of the Lord went out over them, and the breath, that is to say the Spirit of God, blew upon them. For breath and spirit are the same word in Hebrew, and the breath, the Spirit, came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Dead no more, but living, an army of the Lord God of Sabaoth. And with this vision came the prophecy. "Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. You will know that I am the Lord when I raise the dead. You will know that I am the Lord because the word of my power opens the grave and the dead come forth." And so we come to our gospel reading. The question that permeates the Gospel of John, the question that permeates all the Gospel accounts, is the question that Jesus asks his disciples. Who do you say that I am? And that question is answered definitively in today's text. As Jesus journeyed with his disciples, word came to him from Mary and Martha, Lord, he whom you love is ill. Lazarus, his dear friend, is sick. But little does Lazarus know, or his sisters know, or Jesus' disciples know, that Lazarus' ailment is temporary, and it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God might be glorified through it. So it is with all of us on this side of glory. We rarely understand how our lives play into God's grand plan. And so, before Jesus arrived and his disciples arrived, Lazarus died. Jesus says, Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you might believe. It is not that Jesus is glad at Lazarus' death in itself. He himself weeps at the tomb, even knowing full well what he is about to do. Weeping and mourning is always the proper response to the horror of death. Christ our Lord weeps at death. But he is glad for the sake of his disciples, because through Lazarus' death, Jesus might be revealed. When they arrived, Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days, long enough for the corruption of death to have taken its toll. As the King James so vividly puts it, when Jesus requests for the tomb to be opened, Mary says, He stinketh, Lord. Lazarus is dead. The tomb has swallowed him. He is wrapped in burial clothes, and the corruption of death has set in. He stinketh with corruption. Martha, forlorn at Jesus' delay, says, and perhaps even with a hint of accusation in her voice, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She had witnessed Jesus' miracles. She knew that he had the power to heal, and she wondered aloud the thing that so many Christians have wondered since that day. O Lord, why do you tarry? Why, O Lord, do you wait? Come swiftly, Lord Jesus, and set all things to right. But her statement, also like the statement of many Christians hence, is tempered with faith. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Indeed, Martha shows us Jesus' words. If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Martha shows us how often these words do not apply to two different kinds of people, but within the heart of the individual Christian. According to the flesh, which still clings to her, Martha, like all Christians, stumbles. But in the light of faith, she nonetheless sees clearly. But it was not, according to Martha's confession, for the resurrection on the last day that Lazarus had died. But it was for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks his disciples. It is the question that lingers in the background of the gospel. Who do you say that I am? And the word of God spoken to Ezekiel long ago boomed. You shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves. At the command of Jesus, the stone is removed. And at the command of Jesus, Lazarus, come out! The man who had died came out. Who is this that even the dead obey? This Jesus is the Lord God Almighty, who with the word of his power can even raise the dead. He is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in him shall never die. Who is this Jesus? He is the one who has authority to lay down his own life and has authority to take it up again. No one can take it from him, but he lays it down of his own accord. He lays it down for you. He lays it down for me. He lays it down for us, so that we might be in him and he in us, that his life might be our life. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Jesus follows up this statement with the question, do you believe this? Do you believe that the one who called Lazarus out of the tomb has the power to call you out of the tomb? Do you believe that the one who was raised on the third day has the power to raise you as well? If you do, you can rest assured in your bed tonight and even in your grave that though you die, yet shall you live. In the name of Jesus, amen. May rise for the offertory. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you raised your Son and sent your Spirit. Sustain us while we await Christ's attention to our present needs. Give strength to our prayers, heal our weaknesses, and restore all our losses. Give us faith throughout our days in Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of hosts, breathe your life into your church, that she may stand by your strength and live according to your word. Lay your hand on men of every era to proclaim your word and to bring life to the downtrodden, the faithless, and fearful and outcast. Especially bless the ministry of Reverend David and his wife Barbara. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have visited your creation in your Son. Grant that our homes would always receive him, and that husbands and wives and brothers and sisters would rejoice to hear his promises, steadfastly believing them and ever living in their light. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all, you are the true source of life, which you give through the power of your Spirit. Humble those who are given authority over the lives of our people, that they would discharge this duty honorably in accordance with your will. Bless those who defend our nation, such as Sean, Austin, and Thomas. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, the ones you love are ill and need your holy care, especially Amy, Bruce, Harold, Prabhu, Aubrey, Barbara, Charlotte, Maya, Wanda, Kenny, and Patricia. Make haste to help them, spare their lives on the last day, call them from their graves and unite them to you and all your saints. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, in baptism, you have given the new birth of water in the Spirit. Make your children strong in your Spirit, that they may shun the works of the flesh and live in this world, expecting the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. First importance, I want to announce that we have the program committee meeting for the Voters Assembly this upcoming Tuesday at 7 p.m. So if that's something that you're usually involved in, please be here at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And also we then have the Voters Assembly this upcoming week following the service after our Palm Sunday service. So please put that into your schedule to plan and stay after service next week to do the business of the church as we enter Holy Week. The LWML joint meeting will be at St. Thomas on Monday, April 3rd at 7 p.m. And there's also the LWML National Convention coming up. And if you are interested in attending that, the details are in your bulletin. So go ahead and take a look at that. And lots of LWML news. Also, the spring rally will be held at St. John's Wapakoneta at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on April 22nd. So also go ahead and get that on your calendar so you can gather with the other LWML ladies as well. Let's see here. The donations and gifts that are brought will be split between local service and then more broadly. Still, the Higher Things Youth Gathering, we are coming up on when we need to register for that. So if you're interested, please let me know on that. And then, are there any announcements that I missed that are urgent and must be heard? No? Okay. Well, look forward to Holy Week this upcoming week, and depart in peace.